Hey, thanks for picking up my phone call. It's like 1997. So I know it's last minute, but I was hoping to have the apartment to myself for a while tonight. Are you sure you don't mind? Okay, it's kind of a special occasion, or at least I hope it will be. You're the best. So, once you're off work, do you think you can come by long enough to just help me with something? I know I just asked you to let me have the apartment for tonight, but I want to show you what I have planned and get a male perspective. I really don't want to screw this up, and I trust you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I promise I'll make all of this up to you. Sounds great. See you in a bit. Hey, welcome home. Thank you. I know, I'm just so excited. So I've been planning and, whoa, be careful. I know there's candles sitting everywhere. They're for tonight. Is the sight of me in this tight blue dress really knocking you off your feet, or is it because you never see my hair down and curled? I guess I know how you feel about how I'm dressed. Oh, really? I love the leather-scented candles, too. I had no idea they were your favorite, but I didn't ask you to come by for just an opinion on my candle aroma choice. I really need your help. So, I've invited someone over, and I really want to take things to the next level with him. I've been trying to drop hints for a while, but he's just not getting it. So I'm going to have to be more obvious. You are my oldest friend and roommate, and I know you'll tell me the truth. Maybe you could give me your opinion on my plan. I don't want to go to all this trouble and then him not like it. Yeah. Okay, yay. Okay. So give me your hand and follow me. Go slowly. The candles do smell wonderful. They are so romantic. But I don't need you tripping in the dim light and injuring yourself while you're trying to help me. I was thinking I would invite him to sit down on the couch over here while I go and get the surprise I told him about earlier. So go ahead and sit down. There. Are you all comfy? Okay. When I walk behind him to go to the bedroom, I'll stop right here behind him. Behind the couch and lean close, just like this. I'm sorry, is my breath tickling your neck? Okay, I'll have to remember the breath on your neck obviously has an effect, and that might work on him too. But the reason I want to lean closer is so I can take this tie, which happens to match the silky blue of my dress, and slowly wrap it around his eyes like this. And I'll whisper in his ear something like, I really want this to be a surprise, so be a good boy and keep this blindfold on. Put your hands under your thighs and don't move. Don't move. Until I tell you to, and I'll be right back. Well, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and do it. If you're gonna tell me what you think, you gotta play along. Okay. That's better. Okay, don't move. I'll be right back. So, do you think I'll have his attention yet? Okay, good. I really want this to be memorable. Anticipation builds so much more with the loss of sight, don't you think? I want his hands under him so it will be completely unexpected when I place his gift right in his lap. Well, based on the bulge, I feel I've got your attention. No. Don't move yet. You're telling me what I need to know. From here, I was thinking I could lean back, gently stroking the back of his head, and slowly untying the blindfold as I place my head against his shoulder. Maybe very lightly graze his neck with my lips and whisper to him to close his eyes until I tell him to open them. You got them closed, okay? No peeking. When I tell you to open them, give me your honest opinion. I trust you. Please let me know what you think. Okay, open. What do you think? Do you like how the color of the tie I used as your blindfold matches the dress I was wearing and the panties that is all I'm wearing now? Or have you even noticed the tie since it is draped between my bare breasts? Well, maybe if I wiggle my hips in your lap just a little, I can bring you back to reality. Please say something. Anything. You're just staring at me with those beautiful eyes and that I've wanted to look at me with love in them for so long. But I have no idea what the emotion is behind them. Let me just climb off you and kneel right here. Spread your legs a little so I can get comfy. Your hand on my cheek feels so good, so warm and right, but you still aren't reacting. Oh, I've wanted you for so long. I've dreamed about being your girlfriend since we were kids, but you just never seemed to pick up on the signal. Maybe you aren't interested, and I'm a big girl. If that's the case, I'll stop right now. But if the hard cock I'm freeing from these jeans is any indication, you don't want me to. It's a beautiful cock. I can barely fit my hand around it. And the pre-cum beginning to form under my thumb tells me you may want this just as much as I do. Let me just taste you. I want to show you how I feel. Playing in my hair feels so right. Your thighs tensing each time I take you back in my mouth. The little grunt with each flick of my tongue up your shaft. It all says that you want this, but you still haven't told me how you feel. I'm begging you, please tell me what you think. This was all for you. I'm for you. There's no one else. There's no one else. Oh God. Your mouth on my jaw. Down my throat. Oh, please. Kiss my nipples. Wait. Why are you stopping? Oh, so now you notice the tie. Oh, fuck. Your mouth on my nipples. this. You leaving a trail of hot kisses. Down my stomach with your lips, across my thighs, and back over my trimmed pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, your breath on my clit is giving me shivers. Please, use your fingers too. I need everything. Please, don't make me grab your ears to pull you, your lips back to me. I have to taste them on me now. Oh, baby, it feels like I was made for your gorgeous dick. Around you, so you can go deeper. Oh, that's it. Hold me against you with those beautiful hands on my ass. Touch anything, and I want to feel you everywhere. I need you stretching and filling all of me, darling. I need to tell you something. You know I'm not a virgin, but I've never had someone come inside me, and I've always just knew you would be my first for that. I trust you, and I love you. Please, please, come inside me. Be my first and hopefully my last. I only want to share that with you. Please don't move yet. Stay here on top of me, inside me, for just a bit. Let's just enjoy each other. I can't believe that you loved me all this time. Like we have some lost time to make up for. And yes, the tie is for you. Unless you like it better on me. This is a fantasy post created by, for, and about adults. Uploaded to Gone Wild Audio. Gone Wild Audio by Vegetable Manager 45. I'm doing some dishes. Actually, just one dish. As I work at this place, I'm house sitting, and I had a salad. These are the things that you don't care about. But I did. It was a delicious salad, made even better by the Southwest chicken I had on it. It was really tasty. I'm a little post-coital. You guys know I do come in these. Someone's like, you seem like you come easily, and I don't know. I can't compare myself to any other women because I'm just like myself, so I don't know how to answer that question. Obviously, I'm in touch with my sexuality. obviously, because, well, I make fucking sexy audios, so I'm at least somewhat in touch with my sexuality, but grab some dish soap. That's Windex, that. not do. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I'm in touch with my sexuality. So that being said, I do come pretty easily. Not if I'm turned on. And I was reading this a couple times before I did it. So I wasn't like a cold read like I sometimes do. I don't know. I was really struggling to understand it at the beginning, which maybe sounds stupid. I think it's because the author has it tagged as female for male, F4MF, which I don't see how it's F4. I don't see how it's for a female because it's like implied cock genitalia. So I don't know. I'm going to probably, I'll change that tag when I post it just to be careful. Hopefully that's not bad. It was such a cute audio, and I think it was the author's first one. It was like lovely and sweet, and I like to do those sometimes because you guys know I'm into BDSM, and so, I mean, not all the time, but I mean, kind of. And accordingly, it means that sometimes I forget to do some of the vanilla stuff that is still really cute and lovely, you know? So I liked this one for that, and something about, yeah, like roommates that finally get together. And the thing is, as I was thinking about the script too, I thought like, wow, their sex part of it's actually not terribly long, but have you ever had sex with someone the first time that you slept with them and like you want it to last, but honestly, you've been so turned on by them for so long that when it finally happens, you like, at least as a man, I suppose, like you just come so fast. I think with the number of thrusts I kind of added into the script about this, it's reasonable that they would have a really quick time. And again, yeah, I mean, I came, so presumably you could have come in that time. Again, with some pre-thought, just touching myself before I started it, but she would have been touching herself before she called him over anyway. So that's how I got in the headspace of this character. Yeah, he must have been, I like the characters when I do these scripts, try to think about, you know, their motivation, their backstory. This one, I'd be interested in how the heck they were roommates and they hadn't fucked yet or something. And just kind of, but I also went to a really conservative types of schools in my past, and yeah, it's kind of drilled into you that you don't have, like, live with someone of the opposite sex unless you're married. So even like friends, well, that's a big no-no too. So yeah, it's a little hard out of my my own personal experience, but I can see where, like, the world does that, you know. It doesn't have to be same gendered roommates, but it's complicated. All right. Thanks for listening to this one. I'm going to go finish this dish because I apparently need a full 2 hands to scrub it. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Talk to you later.